Thank you. Thank you, people of God. Thank you. We are in the presence of Jesus. Now, we are going to the message. I want to use the testimony of this sister to introduce this message we are going to share with you. God gave a mission, an assignment to the universe of God. What is the assignment? To help people get the word of God in their hearts and to take people to a place where they will be able to communicate, to relate with God and act faith in the practical side of Christianity. We said to everybody, it is possible to hear the voice of God. It is possible to walk by faith, as Paul said, to be in the Spirit and to walk by faith and to see a prayer life. This is the secret of a successful prayer life. Everybody knows how to pray. How do you pray? With our mouth. But that's not prayer. Prayer is not saying words. Prayer is praying the prayer. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 8, God said, these people come to me with their mouth, but their heart is far from me. This means the real prayer that God wants when we approach him is our heart. We should learn to approach God in the right way, with our heart first, before our mouth. The message we're going to share today is called the counsel of God. What is the counsel of God? Jesus said, when you pray in Matthew chapter 6, do not pray in the view of people, but lock the door. Go to the secret place, for your Father who sees in the secret will reward you. That's what we call the counsel of God. David was always in the counsel of God. Go and read the book of Psalms. You will understand what the Bible means by the counsel of God. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God, that's the counsel of God. The counsel of God is the place of refuge. When the storms of life come, when you are afraid, run to the counsel of God. When situation becomes overwhelming, you don't know what to do, run into the counsel of God. When we say, don't run from God, run to God, means run to the counsel of God. What is the counsel of God? Run into God's presence. When you enter the presence of God with your heart, the thoughts of God will become a reality to you. I repeat. When you enter the counsel of God with your heart, the deep thoughts of God will become a reality. When you learn in prayer to yield your heart to God, to the Holy Spirit in prayer, God's word will become a reality for you. I want to ask a question to that sister as introduction to this message. Last year, I was in my council. What is my council? I have a prayer room. That's the counsel of God for me. That's the place where I run. To prepare this message, I was in the presence of God. That's where revelation comes to the message I share with you. These messages, I never wrote them. God inspired me in his presence. Last year, when I was praying, God revealed to me that this year is called the year of growth. And I first shared it with the partners. In the partner meeting, I announced to everybody, God has spoken to me clearly that this year is called the year of growth. Year of growth means we have a role to play to grow. Spiritual growth is a function of obedience to God. How can you grow without hearing the voice of God? How can you grow without knowing God's way? God is the one that is inviting us every day into his presence. That's why Jesus said, knock and the door shall be opened to you. But who knocks? You see, in the situation of this sister, she was having a lot of troubles in the beginning. She was trying by all her strength to find a solution, having one job, two jobs, and she was overwhelmed. But she learned what Jesus said, come to me, oh, you are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Like Mary and Martha. Lord, I have so much job in the house, but my sister is sitting down. Mary is here listening to you. Tell her to come and help me. Jesus said, Mary has chosen the best part. When we learn the value of God's presence, you have answer to everything. Everything starts in the spirit and then it manifests on the outside. David's victory started on the inside. Whatever Jesus did on the day started on the inside. That's why he went in the solitary place in the morning to pray to the Father. Sister, tell me, How you heard the voice telling you, this is the year of growth. Share that experience. Have you heard the voice of God?
So after praying, it literally felt like someone was speaking within me, in my chest. It was very loud and clear. It said, the year of growth. Like in twice, I think, in my heart. So it's like in my chest, says the year of growth.
You heard the voice of the Most High God. You heard the voice of the Holy Ghost in your heart. After prayer, take note. That's why I tell everybody, there is time to pray, and there is time to listen. When we pray, we are speaking to God Almighty. When we finish praying, God began to move into action. She prayed, and God revealed something to her. The year of growth. And sister, when you heard the year of growth, how do you understand it? What did you do next?
So, like I said earlier, the first time I heard that, I was so excited. Like, I'm so happy because I interpreted it with my mind, considering what I was going through at the time.
You hear what you said? She heard the voice saying, the year of growth. Prophet TV Joshua used to say to all of us, I know your best friend. Money is your best friend. When you hear money, you jump. And when we say year of growth, you say, wow, I'm going to have double salary. We're going to jump. That's what your mind interprets the growth to be at first. And that's natural. So this will imply what I'm talking about. When you enter the counsel of God in the secret place, the voice of God will come first. Now, our human mind needs to understand what God is saying. And that's the conflict people have. How to discern the voice that comes from your heart, from the mind to understand what God is saying. But your mind may think you talk about money. God was thinking about something different. That's why when you pray and the voice comes, you need to continue to meditate to understand what God really means. So how did you discover the real meaning of the year of growth?
I was actually convicted just before the partners meeting, but I was just trying my best to...
Thank you. Because you came to the partners meeting and the Holy Ghost spoke through me to say, year of growth.
Yes.
Because I'm not only...
Person because I prayed twice, actually, and thought God was going to say something else. So after the year of growth, I prayed again, thinking maybe God was going to say the year of growth materially the way I wanted it to be. Then when the partners meeting came, then I had a conviction in my stomach. Yeah.
Thank you. You see, now that's your own words. I will put it in the right way. First, when God speaks, we call it revelation. It lands into your conscience. This is your heart. This is where we want to carry everybody to know how to enter the counsel of God. The secret place where you'll be able to hear and discern the voice of God. God has been speaking to you, to all of us. Job chapter 33 verse 14 says, God speaks in one way or another, through dreams, through visions, but nobody pays attention because we fail to discern the voice of God. Many people have heard the voice, but because of the confusion in their mind, they got the wrong interpretation of what the word means. What happens to her is a living example that God can speak to anyone. God can speak to any person who is willing. It doesn't matter whether you are a man or a female. It doesn't matter where you come from. God give grace to he who approach to him in humility, and you will hear his voice. First, you need to come to his presence. I'm going to read the scriptures for you. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 14. That's our proof text today. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. Take note. The natural man, the intellectual man, does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. What is the Bible saying here? If we engage our mind, our carnal intellectual mind, to try to figure out what God says in the Spirit, we go astray. But those things that are spiritual, they need to be discerned. Spiritual means it's not through our eyes, our ears, our carnal mind that we can understand the mysteries of God. The mystery of God needs to be discerned spiritually. I mean, God has given you a special instrument to discern those things called the conscience. We have a conscience, we have a mind, and we have a body. Verse 15. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightfully judged by no one. Paul is saying the spiritual man is spiritually minded. I mean, he knows the mind of God. He knows what's in the heart of God. The spiritual man is the person who always abides into the counsel of God. He's always into God's presence. Whatever happens, whatever he sees, whatever he hears, he always comes into God's presence to examine in the light of God's word. The spiritual man is the person who, through meditation, always engages his heart because he has an independent mind. What does it mean? A mind that is determined to find out the truth from God's perspective. The Bible says in Psalm 12 that everybody lies to his neighbor. Whom can we trust? Whom can we believe? Where is the truth today? There is a difference between fact and truth. Why is so many disappointments in life today? Because we take fact to be truth. Whatever a person said to you, you believe. So many people, by just hearing what somebody said, acted on it. Many people receive a word from somebody. Do this, God says this, and you do it. At the end of the day, you hit the rock. Where is the truth? Where is the word God has spoken? What is the word man has only spoken by himself? Verse 16. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? We have the mind of Christ. Take note of that. We have the mind of Jesus Christ. What's the mind of Christ? That's the mind of the Holy Ghost. Means to know what is in the heart and the mind of God. It takes the Spirit of God to know these, because these are mysteries. Without the help of the Holy Spirit, nobody can hear from God. Without the help of the Holy Spirit, nobody can even understand what God has said. Means we have spiritual knowledge when revelation comes, and we have spiritual understanding when we are able to interpret the meaning of that knowledge. If somebody has an angelic tongue, tongues of angel, the meaning of that tongue, the interpretation is given by the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 11 explains those powers, those gifts of the Spirit. Tongues, interpretation of tongues. Means the Spirit of God first start by revelation deep into our heart, through our conscience, and then he will give us supernatural ability to understand spiritually, and then to change our mind to understand mentally what God says. If you don't understand what God says, you misinterpret the revelation and do otherwise. If God said, do this, before you obey, it is important for you to understand the meaning of what God says, so you can apply rightfully that word into action, into faith. We talk about the counsel of God. The counsel of God is where God displays his power and reveals what is in the heart and the mind of God. David was called a man after God's own heart. Means God took David to the secret place where God revealed prophecy, wisdom, to the heart of the prophet, deep within the counsel of the Most High God here. That's why when you read your Bible, you will see many prophets in the wilderness. Moses was in the wilderness when God revealed himself at the burning bush and spoke to him. Elijah, they were in the mountain, Mount Carmel. When I say wilderness, they were in the place of isolation from the destruction of the noise of this world, so to tune their heart into the very counsel of God. God had the mountain called Horeb. That mountain was the counsel of God, where many prophets met God. Moses met God in the mountain of Horeb. In 1 Kings chapter 19, when Elijah was threatened by Jezebel to kill him, he was afraid. He ran through the wilderness to the mountain of Horeb to hear from God. You don't need to run to the mountain of Horeb. The mountain of Horeb is a place you set aside to have an encounter with God. That's where the counsel of God is. That's the place where God, through His Spirit, will reveal His mind to you, will reveal His heart to you, will tell you what is the mind of God about the situation you face. So I'm going to use the example of the prophets. What is a prophet? We all know the story of Elijah in the book of 1 Kings chapter 18. Elijah find out the people in Samaria were completely going astray. Why? Because of the prophecy they received. He find out that King Ahab and Jezebel, his wife, were having their own prophets speaking what they wanted to hear. There were 450 prophets of Baal and 400 prophets of Asherah that eating at the table of Jezebel. But Elijah came and said to them, "Let's gather together this mountain. Let's each one do a sacrifice. Let's call on the name of God. The God who hears and answers is a living God. We should follow. If it is Baal, go to Baal. If it is Jehovah, follow Jehovah." And we know what happened. What's the difference between Elijah and the other prophets? Let me take you to Jeremiah chapter 23 from verse 16. Let's listen to what God says. "Do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. They make you worthless. They speak a vision of their own heart, not from the mouth of the Lord. They speak a vision of their own heart, not from the mouth of the Lord." What's the meaning of this? They speak word of their own heart, not from the mouth of God. The prophecy, as the scriptures explain clearly in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, is a supernatural utterance that the person can say under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Meaning it's not human being speaking, it's God is speaking through that person. In 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 2, David said, "The Spirit of God spoke through me, and His word is on my tongue." Mean you are not just speaking, Holy Spirit the one that affects you and give you expression. You speak that word, and the person, word comes to pass. But we have people, those false prophets, who are having thoughts of their mind, not the word that comes from the mouth of God. Mean Holy Ghost never give utterances to those words. Why? How do we know the difference between the word that comes from man and the word that comes from God? Verse 18. "Who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard His word? Who has marked His word and heard it?" I repeat. Who has stood in the counsel of the Lord? Who has perceived and heard His word? Who has marked His word and heard it? This is what God is saying. Means, if someone says he's a prophet, if somebody is speaking on behalf of God, did that person enter the counsel of God to the secret place where he was able to hear the word that God has spoken from his mouth? Was the person able to mark, mean to understand that word is truly from God and speak it out? That's what God said. So how do we know the word God has spoken and the word which God has not spoken? Let's go. Verse 21. God said, "I have not sent these prophets, yet they run. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied." Verse 22. "If they have stood in my counsel and have caused my people to hear my words, then my people would have turned from their evil ways and from the evil of their doings and come back to me." This is what God says. Now, time has come to go to spiritual maturity. Time has come to be able to know what is from God, what is not from God. Time has come to know, if I pray, has God heard my prayer? How will I know that God has spoken? If I have a dream, many people have a dream today, but they don't know whether the dream is from God or from themselves. I've heard a word. Is it from God or not? A person gave me a prophecy. How do I know it is from God? Or elsewhere, you have the testimony of the truth within you. God has given to His children. If you're a child of God, you have the Holy Spirit. You have more than a prophet. You have more than the apostle. You have God Himself dwelling in you in the person of the Holy Spirit. Who gives revelation to the prophets? Holy Spirit. Who gave them understanding? Holy Spirit. Who gave them utterances? Holy Spirit. If you doubt what I'm saying, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, First Corinthians chapter 12. The Bible says that different manifestation of the Spirit, but the same Spirit of God. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, prophecy. Each of these utterances came as the Holy Ghost directs. He speaks to us today. We can hear God through the Holy Ghost today. We can perceive God's word in our heart today. We can enter the counsel of God today. In the Old Testament, we have the tabernacle before. We had the court, the sanctuary, and the Holy of Holies. The counsel of God was in the Holy of Holies, the most sacred place, where only the high priest can enter once per year. But there was one man who had the grace to be always there. It was Moses. God took Moses inside the counsel of God, where he was able to hear God heart to heart. But today, we have more than Moses. We have Jesus Christ. The scripture says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18, we have access to the counsel of God, to the Holy of Holies, through Jesus, through the Word and the Spirit of God, today, at all times. Oh my God, that's what Jesus Christ came to do. Jesus comes to usher us to a place where we call God Father. Jesus comes to give us the Spirit of God. We call God Father, and we are led by the Spirit and speaking to God in spirit and in truth, and hear from God in spirit and in truth every day. That's what the Christ of God has come to do, to make you spiritual. Now, what is the counsel of God? This place I mark here, this is what I call the counsel of God. It's the deeper side. This is the deeper side. You can see, I call it the counsel of God. This is my mouth. And this is where God is. Means God give revelation here to the prophet. And the prophet come and speak out here on the outside to people here. Between this one, revelation, and this one speaking, something happened in between here. Between here, the prophet has to hear from God. The prophet has to know that this is truly God speaking here in his conscious mind. Here, the prophet needs to know who has spoken to me. That's what the Bible says. The natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit. They are spiritually discerned. Here, God speaks. Here, the prophet or the child of God discerned what God has said. And here, his mind will receive revelation that this is God speaking. Your sister say, when she heard year of growth, she was thinking about money and prosperity. But the Holy Ghost said, no, I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about spiritual growth, the things of the Spirit. Seek first my kingdom. Grow spiritually. Revelation, discernment, understanding. And then we express this faith here. Why God wants you to come to the secret place here? Because God has a message he wants to give you to somebody else. I'm taking an example of a prophet, and then we explain clearly. You see the microphone here. You see somebody speaking on the microphone here. This is the mixer. This is the amplifier. And these are the loudspeakers. This is how we process natural sound, music. You know music. Everybody has music. When originally the artist is singing, there's a microphone. They record the sound. And then here there's a mixer. We take the signal and process it and grab it. For us to hear this, there's one instrument called amplifier. Meaning the sound that is captured here on the DVD or whatever, we need to amplify the sound and send it to speakers for the general public to hear. Why? Because this is the ear and this is the conscience. The loud voice here is the ear of a man that hears it. It's a sound, audible sound. But when the revelation comes, it doesn't fall into this ear. Revelation comes, it's this ear called conscience that hears revelation from this side. So, when God first speaks here, this is God speaking to the microphone here. God is speaking to you in the secret place. When the prophet hears the sound, now the conscience of the prophet, which I call the mixer, will perceive and discern that this is God speaking. A spiritually minded person has capacity to discern that it is God speaking through the conscience of the person. There is a signal here that shows him it is God speaking to me. He's able to recognize that God is the one speaking. What will come next? Next, the prophet will have an understanding of the message God is giving to him. And here, in natural human language, God will give a message in French, in Germany, or whatever language. And God say, go and speak to my people and tell them this on my behalf. So when the prophet used to receive revelation in the night, in meditation, in their conscience, they received the message, they understood the message, and the prophet began to move and go and meet the people and say, thus says the Lord. It starts from inside, then through the conscience, then through the mind, and flows on the outside. I'm going to explain now clearly. An example I give you. Let's talk about Samuel. There was a young boy called Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 3. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 3. And we give a practical example of this. God called one young boy called Samuel into prophetic ministry. Means this man is going to be God's spokesman. He'll be able to communicate between God and man. Prophetic ministry is someone who is speaking the mind of God at the present. Means if people come to him to seek direction from God, that prophetic office God gives that specific person, God will answer through that person. That person, that prophet, is assigned by God, is sanctified by God, to hear from God and to speak the word of God. The first time God speaks to him, that someone is just like we today. What happened to him the first day, what happens to us every single day, when we are not trained and disciplined to recognize, to discern the voice of God when it comes into our heart. I read 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1. Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. Take note. In the time of this boy, called Samuel, the Bible says the word of God was rare. Take note of this word. And there was no widespread revelation. You can see the connection between revelation and the word of God. When God wants to reveal himself to you, you will not see a person. God revealed himself to you and I through his word. You don't need to see an angel. God revealed himself through his word. God speaks to us through his word. The greatest revelation of God is the word came here through Jesus Christ. And today, we don't see Jesus physically. We read the Bible and we come to believe. So, verse 2. It came to pass at the time when Eli was lying down in his place, and when his eyes had begun to grow so dim that he couldn't see. And before the lamp of the Lord went out in the tabernacle of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and while Samuel was lying. Take note. This young boy was nurtured by God, raised by God to be a prophet inside the tabernacle. He was sleeping inside the tabernacle of God, into God's presence, very close to the counsel of God. And one day, God, who predestined this boy to become a great prophet, the first day God called him. Verse 4, the Lord called Samuel and said to him, Samuel, and Samuel said, here I am. He answered well. Verse 5, so he ran to Eli and said to him, here I am, you called me. He ran to his master, to his mentor. This is the problem. God spoke first to this young boy, his first prophecy. God called him first. This is what Samuel heard. A voice say, Samuel. And here, his conscience heard the voice calling him. But at this moment, this young boy's conscience was not trained to know that voice was coming from this side. He thought the voice was coming from this side. So he ran here to see his master here. called Eli. He thought the voice was coming through his natural ears here. No, the voice was coming from here, in his heart. So he wrestled between the revelation and his mind. So what he thought? He thought his thinking here is the mind. This is what caused that boy to run outside. He thought here in his thinking, natural mind, that the voice was coming from here, not from this side. When the sister said she heard Year of Growth, the mind told her, money. But God was saying something different, spiritual here. How are we trained to be able to discern where the voice is coming from? From outside or from inside? That's why God wants us to learn how to approach to enter the counsel of God. It cannot happen in one day. This is why we read the Bible every single day. This is why we learn to meditate. When you meditate the Bible, you read every day, something happens. You are exercising. You are educating your conscience and your mind to be trained to recognize the voice of God through meditation. When you meditate, what happens? Your conscience becomes enlivened. Your conscience becomes sensitive the more you meditate. It happened here first. When this conscience begins to recognize it is God speaking, and the light comes to the mind, you know it is God speaking, then it's not difficult to go and obey and speak it out. Why? Because you recognize that this is God speaking to my conscience. There is a testimony in my heart that tells me God is the one speaking. My mind will accept this because my understanding is God speaking to me, and then I go and speak on the behalf of God. I will take it one by one. Now, let's look here. God is speaking in the spirit here. This is my spirit. You have a spirit. It is God speaking to your spirit. Samuel heard the voice here in his spirit. His conscience here is supposed to bear witness that this is God talking to him, not man. But at that moment, this conscience was not very familiar to the voice of God. So when you meditate, you are training your conscience to become familiar, to discern the voice of God. When you hear the voice of a person you meet at the first time, only once, 2 years after, you will not be recognized. But the voice you hear every single day, you recognize that voice. The voice of your mom, the voice of your dad, the voice of your wife, your husband, you recognize because you know that voice. So our conscience needs to be educated by the living words of the Holy Spirit in order to recognize the voice of God. So, how that boy come to understand it? It was God speaking. He ran to Eli. Verse 6. Let me read. Eli said, I did not call you. Go and lie down again. And he went and lied down. When I read this one, Eli is a mentor of this boy. He's supposed to know that God is the one speaking. But he was having a problem. God was not happy with him. That's why God did not speak to him straight. God spoke to that small boy, Samuel. Eli was not able to recognize. You just hear the boy's voice, the boy coming to you. You called me. Say, no, I didn't call you. Go and lie down. God came again. Speak to that boy again. Let me continue. Verse 6. The Lord called yet again Samuel. So Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, here I am, for he called me. Eli answered, I did not call you, my son. Go and lie down again. Second time. Now what happened to Samuel is verse 7. Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor the words of the Lord was yet revealed to him. This is the key. He did not know God. Why? Because the word of God was not revealed to him. This simply clearly indicates we can only know God by the word he speaks. There's no other way. You can only know Jesus Christ by the word he speaks, and that word is spirit and life. Word that has spirit and life cannot be heard by these ears. It's your conscience that receives that life. When the word of God is spirit and life, when it enters your heart, the life of the word will ring your conscience. Your conscience will react. That's when your conscience will begin to be educated by the words of life. If your conscience is trained and you hear the word of a man, you feel the emptiness. There is no life. But if God speaks, the life will ring your conscience. That's the communication point. When the conscience is trained to recognize the life in the word, your heart will burn and your conscience will bear witness. This is what Apostle Paul was trained to be. And he said in Romans chapter 9, verse 1. Let me explain to you. Romans chapter 9, verse 1. And I explain the role of the conscience in discerning the voice of God. Paul was speaking and he was challenged by many people that say, this man is not an apostle. This man was persecuting the church. Some people was querying his authority. Some people were saying, he's not speaking the truth. Now listen to what Paul said in Romans chapter 9, verse 1. Paul said to them, I tell the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience also is bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit. I repeat, I tell the truth in Christ. Take note of that word. You never say, I tell the truth only. The truth in Christ. What's the meaning of that? If you speak the truth in Christ, when you are speaking through the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit is the one speaking. I tell the truth in Christ because he has the righteousness of God. He's connected to Jesus by faith, and the Holy Ghost was the one that revealed the truth to him. I speak the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience is bearing witness in the Holy Spirit. Oh my God. What's the meaning of that? Let me come back to here. Paul say, I speak the truth I heard from God. My conscience here is bearing witness in the Holy Ghost. I mean, the Holy Spirit is helping my conscience to discern that this is God speaking. How? When the word has life, the Holy Ghost will prompt my conscience here. God speaks here. My conscience will receive the word. And my conscience will signal. You can see there is a signal here, a light. We tell you it is God. Your conscience will react. It will vibrate. You will ring. And that's the work of Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost will do something to tell you it is God speaking and you will never doubt it. And that voice, no man can speak it. It's not an audible sound. It's a specific sound that rings in your conscience if you have that experience. Now, in the purpose of meditation, when you are in the Spirit here, you see the plane is on top of the clouds here. What do you mean the clouds? If it is cloudy, it is dark underneath. But if you go through the cloud, you will see the sun is there. The sun has never disappeared. It's the cloud that stopped the light of the sun from reaching us under. But the light is over there. God is always in heaven. There is a cloud. There is a veil that separates us from hearing God. Now, when the Spirit of God comes, He will remove the clouds. He will remove the veil. And then we're able to perceive the light. That's here, revelation will come here, in the Spirit. Now, in the counsel of God, it takes a loyal heart to be able to perceive this. What is a loyal heart? In 1 Chronicles, chapter 28, verse 9, King David was advising his son Solomon. David was always in the counsel of God, and he knew how to hear from God. That's why David had all these prophecies God gave him. He was a prophet, not just a king. He always abided into God's presence, David, in worship, in adoration. And he advised his son, the secret to be in God's presence is to have a loyal heart. A pure heart. A heart that really wants to hear from God. A heart that wants to seek from God in all circumstances. This is the heart that abide in the counsel of God, is the heart that receive revelation, the heart that hear the voice that comes here. It's not enough to have a loyal heart. He says, serve God with a loyal heart and a willing mind. This is where I'm coming. Loyal heart is a heart that can hear God. You can see? A loyal heart is a hearing heart. Means this heart has a special organ called the conscience, who is able to perceive the words spoken by God. It takes a loyal heart to hear from the heart, to perceive the word God has spoken through the conscience, and to have the conviction, yes, it is God speaking to me. Here in the conscience, we have hearing, perceiving, and conviction. Mean The plane lands on the tarmac. The plane lands. After revelation from the sky, the plane lands here and the word settles in your conscience. I mean, God has truly spoken to me. That's the meaning of it. Yes, this is from God. This conviction that God speaks to me through my conscience. What happened to me? After you have this conviction, your spirit cannot speak to a man here without going through your mind. That's why we say, after the plane lands here, the plane is going to the terminal. Terminal is your mind here. This is the lower understanding section, is my brain here. After the word lands in my consciousness here, Holy Ghost will taxi the plane to the terminal here. And here he will give me the interpretation of the word, the meaning of the word. If you have a tongues, angelic tongues here in your heart, Holy Ghost will taxi the plane to the understanding and give you the interpretation here in the language of human being so you can understand what the tongue said. And you say, the Lord say in French, the person is French here, or whatever language you speak. So, when we are in the secret place of God, we can only be there by the help of Holy Spirit. And to know that it is God speaking to me, to perceive that word and to be convinced it is God speaking to my conscience, it takes the Holy Ghost to prompt my conscience. That's the life in the word. What remains now is what to do with it. These two are revelation. The fact that God revealed something to a prophet does not mean you should go and say it. God never say, go and speak. So we have two things. We have inspiration from God and we have expression here. Inspiration means you hear from God, God reveal you a secret, you know it, but never say you should say it. And this is what I tell to everybody. Sometimes God can reveal something to you deep in your conscience. It can be a dream, it can be a revelation, for you to pray about it, not to go and say to everybody. God can reveal something to you for you to pray. If you are a prayer warrior and you pray, prayer demands revelation. If God reveals you, you're going to have a baby in the dream, you see the baby boy, going to continue to pray on that revelation. Pray over it. If God reveals something about to happen, go on your knee and pray. That's what Daniel did in Daniel chapter 9. When God reveals something to a prophet, he will not go and speak it out. He will pray over it. So this young boy, when he came the third time, he couldn't understand. God spoke to him again the third time. Let me go back to it. 1 Samuel chapter 3. God will never, never, never stop. God will continue to speak to you until you understand he's the one talking to you. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. So he was used to listen to the voice of his master, not the voice of God. And the Lord called Samuel again, the third time. So he arose and went to Eli again. Three times the boy went to see the man, because he thought man was speaking to him. So he went. Here I am, for you did call me. This time he said, you really called me. It was only then that the master, Eli, began to perceive that the Lord has called the boy. This is boy coming. Next time you hear this voice, don't come to me. Verse 9. Therefore, Eli said to Samuel, go and lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, that you may say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Your servant hears. So Samuel went down and lay down. Now, verse 10. Now the Lord came and stood and called at the other time, fourth time, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel say, speak, Lord, I'm listening. What happened there is this one. After God spoke three times to this boy, he was not able to discern the voice was coming from here. He thought the voice was coming from outside. He ran to a person. But the voice was coming from inside. When the master said, next time you hear this voice, don't come to me, don't come here. Stay here. The voice is coming inside. Just say, Lord, I am listening. Mean my heart is hearing you here. Down. Then God began to speak to this boy. When he was conscious it is God, he said, I am hearing, I'm listening. And then only then God began to speak the word to him here. Hearing heart. What happened there? God began to give him a judgment. You have at home, you read very well. God revealed to Samuel words of judgment on the house of Eli for what they have done. When God finished speaking to this boy, here, only the boy knew what God was saying here. The master never knew who was here. In the morning, now remained the second problem. Here, the mind. What is this boy going to do with what he heard from God? He was afraid. Because God was giving judgment of his master. Something terrible going to happen to his master. Because his children was behaving very badly. And God sent a judgment. The boy was afraid in his mind to say it. He kept quiet. Because his mind here was blocking. What happened? Samuel lay down in the morning, verse 15, and opened the door of the house of the Lord. And Samuel was afraid to tell Eli the vision. Then Eli called Samuel and said to him, "My son," he said, "here I am." Verse 17, "What is the word that the Lord spoke to you? Please do not hide it from me. God do so to you or more also if you hide anything from me of all the things that God has said to you." Verse 18, "Then Samuel told him everything and hid nothing from him." The boy at this moment here, through his mind, I call the amplifier, he opened his mouth and begin to speak clearly everything he has received from God here in the secret place. That's what makes him a prophet. He heard from God here. And through his mind, he spoke through his mouth and declared the word of God to Eli here on the outside. This is the first time this boy understood and spoke the word of God to somebody. And next time God spoke to him, we never heard him running to Eli anymore. Because he was conscious, we begin to discern, to perceive, to recognize the voice of God. From there, God began to reveal to him and the boy began to grow here. Spiritual growth is function of obedience to God. What does it mean? You hear from God, you convince from God, convince and real moment you speak for his word. I mean, anytime you hear from God and you act in faith and obey that word, something will enter you to increase your confidence that yes, your knowledge of God is growing. Hearing and obeying, faith grows. Now, what does the Bible say about it? Verse 19. Samuel grew and the Lord was with him and let none of his word fall to the ground. He was growing in understanding, growing in relationship, growing in hearing the voice of God. And his word always came to pass because God was the one speaking, not man. Now, verse 20. What happened when everybody realizes that whatever this boy says come to pass, then here, this boy is a prophet. He never called himself a prophet. Is the evidence that caused people to discover that this boy is a prophet. His word never fell to the ground. Let's go to verse 20. All Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel had been established as a prophet of the Lord. Verse 21. The Lord appeared again in Shiloh. Take note, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. God revealed himself to the prophet by his word. Now I come to you and me today. We are here in the New Testament. God has given us his spirit abiding in us. And the Holy Ghost is the one that ushers us into God's presence. When you have the spirit of God, you have more than someone. You have the same spirit of God abiding in you. It's the Holy Ghost that ushers you into God's presence. It's the spirit of God that enables your conscience to communicate with God. Jesus said, the spirit will take what is of God and communicate it to you. Holy Ghost bring the revelation to your conscience here. Directly here. Then it will help you to be convinced by prompting your conscience with life. And then you say, yes, this is from God. Then the Holy Ghost will bring it here to the terminal, to your mind, to give you interpretation, the divine meaning of the message of God. Once you understand it now, this is revelation, you have to wait till he say, go. You must receive an instruction from God. Go and speak. Go and do this. That's God for you. Prophet Elijah was living in the counsel of God. That's why in 1 Kings chapter 17, he said to the king, "The Lord is alive before whom I stand." Mean, I stand always in the presence of God. I stand in the counsel of God to hear his word, to mark his word anytime, any moment, any situation. But Jesus has come to give you more than Elijah. Jesus said, I will pray to the Father. He will give you another comforter, the Holy Spirit, who is with you. He will be in you. I have many things to tell you, John 16:12, but you cannot understand them. When the Holy Ghost comes, he will guide you into the fullness of the truth. What's the meaning of that? Let me go back to my plan. Jesus said, when the Holy Ghost comes, John 16:12-13. You see, when the Spirit of God comes, when he comes, he will help you to hear the voice, to recognize the voice. And he will give you the conviction. He will give you the understanding that God is truly one speaking to you. And that you will understand and act faith. In the book of Acts, I told the example of Peter. When Peter received the dream, the revelation, God spoke to him through a vision. He couldn't understand. Acts 10:19, Holy Ghost came and began to speak to the hear directly. And Peter was able to understand it is God. Then he walked to the house of Cornelius and went and preached the gospel here. This is what God wants us to do. First, we have to come from the outside to the inside here. Mean, see, deep, look inwardly. Inside. From outside to inside. That's why the prophet used to go to a solitary place, to a mountainside, or any place where your mind and your heart are concentrated to listen to the inner voice of God when he comes here. When he comes here, the Holy Ghost will do here a job of prompting your conscience to recognize it is God speaking here. Then your mind, your understanding now will now begin to control your body. Your mind will begin to send the message to your mouth to speak clearly on the hearing of everybody. That's the amplifier. When you open your mouth, you speak. So, number one, a sound is here that nobody can hear. There is a signal process here. And there is an amplifier here that people can hear today. Now, to summarize this, we have number one, revelation from God. Number two, conviction in your conscience. Number three, convinced, means your mind is renewed when you understand the meaning of what God wants you to say. And last, real moment, you will go and obey. You will go and declare what God said you should do. Means you have to be in the counsel of God to be able to perceive his word, to be able to mark his word, and to be able to speak forth his word when he sent you to go, to speak. Now, it takes a loyal heart, a hearing heart, and a willing mind to obey, to go and speak the word of God where he sent you. What I'm saying to you is not only in the Old Testament, it's in the New Testament. When Paul said in Galatians 5:25, he said, always be in the Spirit, mean be in the counsel of God and walk in the Spirit here. What does it mean? This is faith. Here, the word is in your heart. Here, the word is in your mouth. Faith takes place in two places. In our heart, we hear and we believe. This is belief here, convinced, belief. And we open our mouth and speak it out, and this is faith. Belief is inside of you. Faith is an expression. If I say I believe Jesus, and I don't speak, nobody will know until I confess Jesus is my Lord. So from this side is inward. This is outward. This is belief. This is faith. So Romans 10:6-8 said, with our heart we believe. With our mouth here, we confess. And faith is both. So it seems a little bit complicated. But it's exactly what Jesus wants us to do in the New Testament. This is what salvation is all about. When we say, pray in the Spirit, it's not speaking tongues. If you enter the Spirit here, you begin to meditate. You are in the Spirit already. If you please the Spirit to give you utterances, if you give utterances here. Now the question I want to ask everybody. When we speak in tongues here, tongue of angel. Nobody understands what you are saying. Are you talking to man? No. The Bible says, who speaks in the tongue is speaking to God. He's here. Not to man. That's why God gave us the gift of interpretation here. to renew our minds so we can speak in human language to people here to understand what we are saying. In summary, learn to develop your relationship with the Holy Spirit. If you have the Spirit of God abiding in your heart, mean your heart is a council of God. Your heart is a prayer room. Your heart is a meeting point where you can hear God through your conscience. Why can't you make this effort to learn to hear the voice of God? Samuel was nurtured in the tabernacle to hear the voice. Joshua was always in the tabernacle to hear the voice of God. What we call disciple. This is the meaning of disciple in the Word of God. Mean your heart must be trained, educated by the words of Holy Ghost to recognize the voice of God when it comes. When your mind is disciplined, is renewed, then you will speak that word plainly. So when you pray, you hear from God, Holy Ghost give you utterances, and you pray according to His will, and God will hear you in Jesus' name. So please, that's the purpose of this University of God. That's the purpose we have this app called Household of Faith. Read and meditate. It is your responsibility, not my own. Somebody can read the Bible and drop it. But somebody can read it and meditate. That sister that works, is she still around? She has heard. She applied and she saw something new she discovered. She's there. Can I see her again? Let her come again. Because she experienced what I'm saying. I want to conclude through her. Sister, you hear what I said? This is exactly what happened to you. Because you pray to God and you took time to spend time in the presence of God. And when you are in that disposition of listening, God saw that you were attentive to Him. The voice came, year of growth. At first, your mind interpreted, but later you discover. When you come to the partner meeting and I announce the year of growth, if God did not speak to you before, conviction will not be there. But God has spoken to you, means you must have your own revelation in order to believe. If God did not reveal to his sister the word, she wouldn't believe. But she believed what I said because God spoke to her before I talk. That's why any prophetic word can only be a confirmation of revelation you have received from God. If somebody comes to you and says, God say this in the New Testament, if you are a child of God, it's only a confirmation. God has spoken to you in your heart before. That's what God wants. More than a prophet, you have Holy Spirit inside of you to guide you, to direct you, to train you, to recognize His voice. Now, if you know this, if tomorrow God said to you, go and open your email, the message is coming. You woke up and go and open the email and see the message. That's what happened here. Revelation comes to your conscience, not to your mind, to your spirit. And then Holy Ghost will help you to understand here. And you believe, you move. If you do not believe, you will not move. It's because you are convicted to do real movement and discover what God wants you to do. If you understand this, you will never find yourself in difficulty. If you are heading to a wrong place, the inner voice will tell you, don't go there. If you're about to take a wrong choice, your heart will tell you, don't do this. If you learn to listen to the inner voice, you will never make a mistake in your life. Thank you. I want to pray for everybody. Father, we thank you for your grace, for your mercy in the name of Jesus. Lord, Father, we are here because we are your children and you are our Father. Thank you, Jesus, for your spirit, for your presence. I pray for the body of Christ, for everybody who listens. Lord, I pray help them to enter the inner place with you. Give them the grace to be able to mark your word, to recognize your inner voice, and to be led by you in their prayer life, in every section of their life. I pray. Give them a hearing heart. Open their heart to the word spoken by the Spirit. Open their mind to spiritual understanding, Lord, and lead them to act faith by your power. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Amen.